Selling Your Skills and Strengths, Part 2. For this section, you may find it useful to download the Office Manager Job Description and Person Specification, and also the Understanding and Evaluating Your Skills handout.
Hello and welcome to Part 2 of the Identifying Your Skills and Strengths session. We will now be looking at the job description for the role of Office Manager at the University of London. The aim of this exercise is to consolidate the process of defining skills beyond the buzzwords and applying particular behaviours and actions to profile these. You will need a copy of this job description so we can look through it together. For the purpose of the session, the main focus will be on the grid section headed Job Requirements / Person Specification. The idea is to familiarise yourself with a brief such as this, highlighting the skills you need to be particularly sensitive to before making your application or indeed going into the interview. Although most of us will be familiar with the format of person specifications, employers will have different ways of outlining this information. But for today, we'll have a look at the grid sheet. Anyone applying for this role would need to firstly think of examples or evidence that they can align against each skill. You'll note the various headings under which sits description of personal qualities or technical knowledge, and on the second page, competency requirements. A glance through the personal quality section tells me that the communication skill is a fairly important requirement. Under the competency requirements section, skills such as proactivity and planning, organizational commitment, adapting to change, creativity and innovation, and so on, are mentioned. Within these, you may find some overlap when thinking of examples. Managing resources, for example, may sit nicely with proactivity and planning. Let's focus on the communication skill that's listed under the personal qualities subheading. The ability to maintain effective working relationships with the institutes and their staff, confidence in dealing politely and helpfully with a wide variety of people internally and externally, the ability to act diplomatically in politically sensitive situations are qualities outlined that point very much so in the direction of communication. So it seems that within this post, effective spoken communication is very important. In this sense, behaviours such as being able to express your ideas and views clearly, confidently and concisely in speech would be important, as would tailoring your content and style to the audience. Actions relating to these behaviours would mean that you are clear and concise in the way that you speak, varying your tone, pace and volume to enhance the communication and or encourage questions. Let's also look at adapting to change. Thinking of the behaviours you'd want to demonstrate if you were to provide evidence under this skill. It may be an idea to think of a time where you have needed to adjust to a new style of management, or a new team, or a new environment. Behaviours that would describe this ability may include an open-mindedness, seeing things from different perspectives, analysing situations, and so on. To help you further with this, you may find it useful to download the document Understanding and Evaluating Your Skills. This will help to put your skills into context and run through an exercise similar to what we've done just now on your own.